Yeah, I'm Dr. Rastogi, doing dictation of progress note and follow-up of the patient from comprehensive counseling in corporation. Date of admission for all these patients is May 18, 2026. Most of the patient was seen via doxia, and some patient was seen in office, one-to-one, face-to-face. But if I have the patient who is on face-to-face, I will let you know. So patient was seen via doxy. Patient has consented for telehealth appointment. The first patient is Liz Sarah, L-I-S-S-A-R-H. Her date of birth is 11-15-1977. Telephone number is 586-202-3442. Subjective as data. Liz has been in treatment for anxiety due to major depressive disorder and post-traumatic stress disorder. She has been having problem after her husband left her and got married to some other woman. Period. It was too much for her and she felt traumatized due to this action. She has a daughter who has been going to visit her dad for a week. Otherwise, mom has been raising her. Sarah has been working in General Dynamic and has been functioning normal. Over a period of time, she has adjusted the situation. But still, she describes all of a sudden, things come in her mind, which causing too much anxiety and overwhelm the situation. Although these anxiety periods are not as strong or panicky as it was before, but it does interfere with her sleep. She denies any nightmares, flashbacks, and she has been seeing a therapist, undergoing insight-oriented therapy, supportive therapy. I also, during my medication review, discuss about the cognitive behavioral therapy. Yet, currently, since she has been under my treatment, her Xanax doses has been significantly reduced to 0.5 milligrams, providing four tablets in a month time. She use only if she is unable to control her anxiety, and it has been working very well. She also on Ramran 15 milligram tablet. Period. She was alert oriented. Her mood was euthymic effect was appropriate. She was talking about her father who has been divorced from her mother and undergoing treatment for neck cancer. Yet, she described her other sisters are not as involved as she is involved. Yet, patient was provided support, insight, and also education about the medication, and also how to work on psychosocial stress and such situation. It was also recommended that she has to identify what are the factors which precipitate her current anxiety, and she has to work on it. She agreed and she is going to work on it and let me know during my next follow appointment. Yet, patient was alert and oriented. Her mood was present. Affect was bright. Speech was clear. Thought was organized. No suicidal homicidal thoughts. No auditory visual hallucination or any persecutive delusion. Judgment sight is good. Assessment. Period of anxiety. Unable to control her emotions, which has been psychologically traumatized due to divorce from her husband. Plan, I will send the prescription of Xanax 0.5 milligram 4 tablet, use PRN and Mirtazepam 15 milligram at bedtime. 30-day supply was ordered. Risk benefit side effect explained. follow permit was given in 2 months. Next location is on Kathleen Carlesimo, C-A-R-L-E-S-I-M-O, Kathleen, K-A-T-Y-L-Y-N. Her date of birth is 8/27/1989. Telephone number is 586-854-6037. Date of relation is 5/18/2026. Subjective agita. Kathleen was cooperative, present, appropriate. Describes she has been doing very well, has been taking care of her activity, also providing care to her two children, and also some home household activities. She is also working part time for transporting the patient from the hospital to the appointment and for therapy. PHC described for the last month or so, she has been overwhelmed with the work, and she has a lot of work. Prior to that, she was sitting at home and not working due to the providing care to the children. The school was not open, and the children were living at home. But right now, she says she is happy, and she is she's working almost every day, and satisfied with her life and situation, and she indicates that medication has been helping. Period. She is on Adderall, 10 milligram in the morning and 10 milligram noon. Risk benefit side effect explain. She describes she is more focused, more attentive, more productive. Assessment: attention deficit disorder, symptomatical improvement, improved functioning. Continue with the supportive care. I'll send the prescription for amphetamine, dextroamphetamine, that is Adderall 10 milligrams twice a day. 30-day supply was ordered. Next location on Gardner David. Date of birth is 6/8/1978. Telephone number is 248-408-0296. Date of relation is 5/18/2026. Subjective and objective. Objective. David is a 47-year-old married Caucasian male, father of two kids, working in a real estate business. Indicated that today his wife has birthday, therefore he is going to buy some flowers for her, and also planning to take her for dinner, period. He described that he is productive, he is doing good, but being in real estate, currently this situation, he is not selling too many houses, period. He also described that he is productive, he is not feeling depressed, suicidal, or any mood changes. Medication has been helping. He is on Seroquel, 25 milligram in the morning, 200 milligram at bedtime. Lithium extended release is 450 milligrams twice a day. Benzatropine 1 milligram at bedtime. Fluphenazine 5 milligram daily. He described he has been sleeping, eating all right, working on his weight, and doing exercise at least 1 hour, 3 or 4 times a week. Period, and work on his diet. He described he's trying to maintain his weight, maintain his ability to function and productive. Period. He denies any side effect of the medication. His mood was pleasant, effect was bright, his speech was clear. He was having good eye contact, no mood swings, no suicidal of mental thought, no symptoms of hallucination, delusion. I further discussed that continuing the current plan, he does not have any side effect like tremors, dystonia, or any akathisia. He wanted to continue on fluphenazine 5 milligram, as it cleared his thought. During follow-up for many months, it has been noted that there is no manic episodes was noted, and he is very stable on current medication. Assessment: bipolar mood disorder, symptoms are stable. Lithium blood level is a lower 1.5.
period. I recommended further that after 6 months, he has to repeat another blood level and also electrolyte and urine creatinine. He understand and follow the diet and will continue and follow the diet and has been compliance with the treatment with no side effect. And the follow-up appointment was given in 30 days. Next patient is Van Cleef Leslie, VanCleave, Leslie, LESLIE, date of birth is 3/20/1958, telephone number is 586-774-9954, date of is 5/18/2026, subjective agita. Leslie was cooperative, but describes he has been feeling very depressed and unable to sleep at time, but eating all right. When I question why she is not sleeping, she describes she has bad allergies, although she is taking some medication for the allergy that make her drowsy and sleepy. Patient was explained that she was given hydroxyzine 25 milligram tablet, which for sleep and also for anxiety, which she describes it is has been helping. She also on Seroquel. Okay. Van Cleef Leslie, so I'm sorry, it is something wrong has happened. It is a male. Van Cleef Leslie, his date of birth is 3/20/1958. Telephone number is 586-774-9954. I'm repeating again. Leslie is a 68-year-old married Caucasian male living with his wife Christine at 15343 Petrie, Roseville, Michigan, 48066. He described he is doing very well. His mood is more stable. He is functioning very normal and does not have any problem in relationship with his wife. He denies any mood swings or any problem with the sleep or appetite. Period. He has compliance with the medication. Discussion with the wife also indicate that since hydroxyzine 25 milligram twice a day was given, it is a tremendous improvement, and he is just like normal. He is feeling much better, and I discuss further that anxiety could be the part of the problem. When he overwhelmed with the situation, he cannot control it. He does not know what he should do. In that situation, if medications are not effective, it is very important that he should be removed and ask them to walk around out the house before he interact with anyone, to which his wife agreed, and she described medication is working and she want a complete refill for all the medication. He's on Rivaloprex 500 milligram twice a day, Seroquel 100 milligram BID, Seroquel 400 milligram at bedtime, hydroxyzine 25 milligram BID, 30 day supply was ordered, no TDEPS or any side effect of the medication, no suicidal homicidal behavior. A 30-day supply was ordered. A follow-up appointment was given in 30 days. End of dictation. Next question is Ahmed, A-H-M-E-D, Misbah, M-I-S-B-H. His date of birth is 7/20/1956. Telephone number is 313-782-2679. Date of affiliation is 5/18/2026. Subjective data. Misba is a 69-year-old married Bangladeshi male living with his wife at 32857 Cambridge Drive, Warren, Michigan, 48093. He has two daughters. One daughter is working as a family practitioner. Mr. Misab described that he is better, but he does not feel like that he was just like before. I further discuss that he also indicated that he does not feel happy. I further discuss that beside taking medication, he has to go for a walk, do some exercise that will help his mood. It was also recommended that if he's sleeping too much, cramp in, take only 0.5 milligram at bedtime if is needed. He should not take clonopin every day, to which he agreed. Also, Seroquel 25 milligram at bedtime, Seroxa 20 milligram daily. I further explained that I would like to discuss about the medications with her, with his daughter, to which he agreed. He was alert, oriented, his mood was euthymic, affect was appropriate, his speech was clear, he denies any suicidal homicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. He has been feeling much better, much calmer and relaxed. Assessment: major depressive disorder with no psychotic symptoms, feeling unhappy. Plan: I discussed with him that I will adjust the medication, may like to increase the dose of Celexa to 30 milligram daily. I like to get opinion, also discuss with his daughter before I make any changes, to which he agreed. Follow appointment was given in 30 days. Next relation, Gig Maria, GIGGMARIA. Date of relation is 5/18/2025. His date of birth is 9/14/1960. Subjective Ajita. Maria is a 65-year-old married Caucasian female living with husband who has been suffering from colon cancer. Yet Maria was seen for follow-up. She describes she has been doing all right, but she is not feeling the same as it was before. Her Depakote, I review her early labs. Her Depakote level was little low, for which I recommended that I should increase the dose of Depakote to 500 mg in the morning, 750 mg at bedtime, to which she agreed. She also explained that she was seen by OBGYN and they found some abnormality in her uterus. Also, she has to go for mammogram and complete checkup. PM, I further discuss once she get complete checkup, I need report for my review. To which she agreed. She is also on Taxil 40 mg daily, Buspirone 10 mg 3 times a day. She was alert, oriented, her mood was euthymic, affect was appropriate, speech was clear. She denies any suicidal homicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion, judgment size is improved. Patient was educated, provided support, education, and also encouragement that she should continue doing other activities like go for a walk and control on a diet and follow up other specialty as needed. And also told her primary care physician about the current medication. Yet to which she agreed, there was no side effect reported, no suicidal homicidal behavior was observed. Assessed bipolar mood disorder, symptomatic stable. Yet continue with the current plan, will increase the dose of Depakote to 500 milligram at bedtime, 750 milligram, 500 milligram in the morning, 750 milligram at bedtime. 30-day supply was ordered. Follow appointment was given in 30 days period. Next relation on Anna Iannucci, ANNA IANNUCCI. Her date of birth is 3/12/1954. Date of relation is 5/18/2025. Telephone number is 586-843-4154. Subject to Ajita. Anna is a 72-year-old single Caucasian female living in a extended care facility at 17195 Fraser Wood Drive, Fraser, Michigan 48026. Patient was seen for follow-up. She described that she is feeling very tired and depressed. She does not know why. Currently, she claims that she is suffering from severe allergies, for which she has been taking some medication. I also discussed that sometimes allergy also cause depression, and also the medication which she has been taking on a regular basis may be some having a sedative action. I try to avoid taking tablet, but used to take Flonase and try to use mask, to which she agreed. I also discussed that I have prescribed her Remeron, that is meratazepam, 7.5 milligram bedtime. For her sleep, she describes so far she has not taken, although she got the prescription from the pharmacy. I also explained about meratazepam that this is also medication used in depression. However, there are different doses. has different effect. Like for depression, you have to take minimum dose at least 15 to 30 milligram to 45 milligram. But for sleep is a lower dose of 7.5 milligram in bedtime. She does not know. I further discussed that she already on Cymbalta, Celexa, and Zoloft in the past. I would not like to try those medication, and explain the risk benefit of the side effect, and indicated that if she continue taking the medication and see whether it is effective or not, I would like not to derange her mood by antidepressant, being a bipolar depression type of problems. She is also on Lamotrigine 200 milligram at bedtime and Lamotrigine 50 milligrams in the morning, melatonin 3 milligram at bedtime. She was alert, oriented, her mood was euthymic, affect was present, speech was clear, she become more calmer and quieter and become normal after communicating and discuss with me. She wanted to have an appointment in every 2 weeks, for which I explained that I am going to ask them to give an appointment, be it. 30-day supply of the medication was given. Patient was encouraged that she should try Remeron at bedtime, and if she feels so sleepy or drowsy, I will discuss with her during next follow appointment, to which she agreed. 30-day supply was ordered. End of declaration.